Well, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio, Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The excitement of the Fibber McGee and Molly show is over. Ruth, we got through it.
Yes, yes.
We both heard those shows in our youth, we have to admit. Anyhow, now we're going to have more youth, and we're going to talk with Christina Liu for one of the primary shows that exists on this station, Talk of the Town with Christina Liu.
Yes.
And the town that we're talking about is
North
the town of North Hempstead.
That's right, and all the wonderful things that go on in North
right.
Hempstead.
And
kudos to you, Otto, for your hosting gig today.
Oh.
I think he did fantastically.
Yes, and Ruth, of course, did a fabulous job as co-host.
We had a good time.
Yes, I was, you know, I knew I could reach out to Otto. I was like, oh, no, nobody can host. Like, I'm going to Otto. And thank you, Otto, for filling these.
Now, maybe
shoes.
We'll be lucky and we'll get Christina to do a little Sweet Caroline while we're on the radio.
That might be the after show, Otto.
Christina's world known for doing yes. renditions
Otto
of Sweet Caroline.
Otto also is well known for his Sweet Carolines, but that's you know, that's for the yeah, PI after
but not
show,
quite
the nighttime
world
after
known.
Show.
Yeah.
But North Hempstead has a lot going on. You know, the summer is really fully kicked off. 4th of July is, I can't believe, around the corner already.
Mm.
And what that also means is that Fun Day Monday is beginning. So that will kick off on July 10th at the North Hempstead Beach Park. Fun Day Monday is a great free program, I want to tell people, too. And there's no parking charge either for Fun Day Mondays for seniors. It's a great, great program. There's so much going on there. Every week it's a different theme. There's also coloring, mindfulness coloring, which is mm-hmm. goes hand in hand with our segment earlier. There's a beach club. There's a book by the beach. So there's Kindles. We have a book club with Kindles. I think Bunny actually was a part of that at one time, right?
Yes, she was. Yes, my wife.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? You just said something, and that is that this segment does tie in with finding purpose in
absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely.
Because we're going to give you a lot of mm-hmm. reasons
mm-hmm. Right.
To do things.
Yeah. No, and we always laugh on the show, too, just on the sidebar. I love when, you know, I do all my scheduling, you know, and sometimes things are intentional, sometimes they are not. But I love when it works out that everything kind of ties together and you didn't even realize everything was going to tie together. So
what,
I guess it's just in my blood by
what
now.
What are the hours for
Fun Day Monday?
Yes.
Okay,
that's
so,
a good question.
Yeah.
So it's every Monday for 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it has a rain date of Thursday of that week. So if it rains Monday, it'll be Thursday. There's also transportation that is free that I'd really want, you know, a lot of people take advantage of, because this way you don't even need to worry about parking. It picks up from a bunch of different sites throughout the town.
And people have picnic lunches?
Yep, you pack your own lunch. You know, you can bring literally whatever you want, your own chairs. I mean, there's tables there. But different people like different settings at the beach. And there's also snacks that are sold there, little tiny snacks.
Now, if the rain, if it's a threatening day, how do you find out if Fun Day Monday is on or
yes.
not?
If you ever have any questions, you immediately call 311 or 869-6311, and they will give you all the up-to-date things, because sometimes it cuts it close. There's also times when it's, you know, the weather's become horrible at the beach. But luckily, most Mondays are beautiful and sunny.
It is undercover part of it.
Yes.
But it could get crowded
yeah.
undercover.
Yeah, that's right. But there's also a farmer's market there, where you're able to purchase fresh and local fruits and vegetables and other foods. There's exercise classes there. There's going to be the Hempstead Harbor Trail Walk will be actually on July 24th and August 7th, which is beautiful. They have that whole trail there at the beach. So
I've
you can
done
do
it
a little guide. Oh, there you go, Otto.
About three times, actually.
There you go. Otto, Otto could be the next tour guide. Who
yeah,
knows?
I'll be a tour guide.
But it's really a relaxing stroll, and, you know, I think it's a beautiful facility.
Now, you mentioned this farmer's market. Is that actually Fun Day Monday, or is that a separate?
Yeah, so it's organized through Fun Day Monday. So they, but it's only on, I think it's actually every Monday this year, and that's at 12:30 p.m.
And that's at the beach bar.
That's at the beach, too. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they have, there's a lot going on. There's pretty much something for everyone there.
Is there a place that you can go for shade?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There's all different areas, you know, so that's what I said. Some people, it depends on you. And if you have a particular requirement, you should just come early, because things get taken up really,
there's,
really fast there.
There are a lot of trees there,
yeah.
too.
So, but it's really fun. Like I said, there's all different themes every week, which is great. All different forms of entertainment. There's dancing. On July 31st, there's a senior health fair there. So there'll be a whole bunch of different vendors that provide services for seniors, which is wonderful. And then, which my personal favorite one is the last Fun Day Monday of August 28th. It's the Salute to the Veterans. This is the one I always go to because it's really, there's a classic car show there, and they do a whole tribute to all different veterans in the town. So,
if I wanted to get a copy or some schedule for mm-hmm. Fun Day Monday as to what's going on, what do I do? How do I?
So you could either call 311 and they could send it out to you. There's a whole brochure. Or you can come to our hub at Clinton G. Martin Park. That's in New Hyde Park. And we have the brochures there that we can give out
the
to
hub.
You. Yes, the hub. Where all the magic happens, Otto. But definitely call 311. Like I said, if you have any questions or, want to know everything that's provided, because there is certainly a lot of stuff that is provided there. And another great program that's been going on is this home sustainability classes that are offered at Clark Botanic Garden. I mean, Clark Botanic Garden, we can't say enough great things about it. There's so many programs that have been going on there, and it's a beautiful park in North Hempstead. But these classes are really trying to teach you how to conserve energy and, eco-friendly things that we can do, to keep our town going strong.
And when is that?
So there's a whole bunch of different dates. So you can call 311 with the specifics, but the different topics are how to build a rain garden, native plant gardening, recycling the rain, and learning how to compost. So there's a whole bunch of different things. They're all free. You might need to purchase some additional materials for things. But it's really great, and I think beneficial. I mean, it's really
Is that on
great.
Monday also?
These classes are on all different days, and this is at the Clark Botanic Garden. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to call 311 to get the specifics on that. But it's definitely something good.
Now, would any of this be on the website?
Yes, this is all on the website too.
Right.
So could you give us the address of the website?
If you go to northhempsteadny.gov, you will pull up all this stuff. So it's a, it's
North Hempstead. Is there a dot?
No.
Just.
Yep. Just one word. No space.
North Hempstead. NY.
Yes. .gov.
.gov.
Yeah. But we really encourage people just to call 311. You can. They have all this information too. You don't even need to.
And by the way, if you go to that, you can also go to the Project Independence segment and hear any show that you want to hear. That.
Yes.
We go back 5 years, roughly?
Yeah, we are going to be in September celebrating our 6th anniversary.
Okay.
So we'll be going into our 7th year after that, which is
so if you missed any of these exciting events.
Yeah, that's right. No, they're really, and something, we actually talk about a lot in our department is that, this is a place that we're able to really feature amazing organizations and just programs that are going on in North Hempstead for seniors that a lot of people have no clue about. I mean, I work with the population and some of these agencies that I know of, I had no idea all of the services they provided. So it's really a great thing because they come on this show, I take all their information, I give it to our social workers and our nurses, and Nancy, who does the advisory committees, because we're just trying to keep it all, connected. So it becomes a new resource for people to refer, constituents to.
You mentioned the advisory committee. Ruth, I believe you go to advisory committee meetings.
I have gone. Yeah. I have gone.
For those who have never gone to an advisory committee meeting, I strongly encourage you to do so. There are 7 different locations within the town of North Hempstead. You can find out where they are. There's probably one near where you live. You go to these meetings and actually become a member of your own community, believe it or not. I felt that way when I first got involved with New Hyde Park. It gave me more of a feeling like I was connected to New Hyde Park.
No, that's important.
Than
really
I was
important.
Before.
Yeah.
And you actually, believe it or not, we all have a valuable life experience that we can share.
Absolutely.
And provide input to Project Independence, which is how they function. They basically, the management, if you will, of Project Independence goes very, very much by what they are told by the advisory committee.
No, and that's really important.
How often does it meet?
It depends.
It depends. It's for the summer, there's no advisory committee, so they'll resume again in September. So it's usually it's once a month, except in September, and then there's some joint advisories also.
And it varies according to where you are. Like New Hyde Park, I think, is the third Monday.
Yeah, right. The schedule, and then there's holidays, so it gets tricky. But the best thing to do is call 311 if you have any questions, and then we could give you, you know, all the list of dates.
And there's an advisory committee meeting at Clinton Martin Park.
That's for New Hyde Park. Yeah, that's for the New Hyde Park area. Oh, so that's Otto's area. Right. Yeah.
And that's my area, too.
No, you're Great Neck. So you'd be at the Great Neck Social Center.
Oh, Great Neck Social Center. Okay.
Yeah. You know, and then what's really important, too, to mention about the advisory committees, you know, that's been a, you know, there's a, it's a lot, it's a complex program, Project Independence. So you have the support of the supervisor's office and all the council people, you know, you have our department, and then you really have the advisory committees that let us know what's going on in the community. North Hempstead's a very diverse place, and each region has all different things that might be a source of, you know, contention. So it's really, they're our boots on the ground, we like to say, so.
Smart feet on the street.
Yeah, that's right. I like that. And Otto has certainly been a part of ours from the very beginning, so he knows all about our advisory committees and really the importance. And a lot of our programs have come out of these advisory committees. So thank you to all advisory members.
Thank you. I thank Project Independence for listening. A lot of organizations
yes, it's true.
That are government/bureaucracies do not listen.
No, it's definitely... it's a great, great partnership. So, I always tell people too, if you want to join an advisory committee, you could be as vocal as you want, or you could be as quiet as you want. You know,
so there's no pressure.
You could say, and you're not mandated to come to every single one. But I think it's a great place to get in, see what's going on in your community, get connected to your community, and find out what's going on in North Hempstead. So.
Well, you learn, and you may not feel like you need something like Project Independence at this point in time, but you may have a family member who does. You may have friends who do. You may have neighbors who
do.
Right,
absolutely.
And unfortunately, maybe someday you might.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it also does add to the purpose of life, which is what we've been.
That's right. Title.
The theme
I like
today.
That. I like that, Otto. Tie it right back to the purpose of
Very
life.
Very good theme.
Yes. And we are rapidly approaching a break here, Otto.
We are. You know, that's the one thing I haven't been able to manage yet is the ability to handle breaks in this hosting position.
You're doing just fine.
I didn't realize how complicated breaks were.
So you'll have some sympathy for John now. But we will be right back.
But we'll be right back.